When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Welcome to Discovering a Better Life. Friends, we sincerely hope that the stories you'll be hearing from us today about Stephen Callahan and Viktor Frankl will inspire each of you to the realization that with God's help and a positive frame of mind, you can overcome any obstacle or adversity you may face in your daily life. In January 1982, Stephen Callahan set sail from the Canary Islands in a small sailboat he'd built himself. His plan was to cross the Atlantic Ocean. He was 30 years of age, fit, capable, and looking forward to the voyage that had been his dream since boyhood. 6 days later, while contentedly sleeping in his berth, his sailboat struck something large, possibly a whale, which capsized his boat. When Stephen was rudely awakened from his sleep by the collision, he had only a few precious seconds to grab what he could before scrambling to position himself safely aboard a small inflatable dinghy. Having only managed to grab just a small amount of food and some bottled water, along with a solar still for making seawater potable and a fishing harpoon gun, Stephen Callahan immediately knew that his chances of survival were not very good. However, although he had no way of knowing it, Stephen was about to embark on an amazing journey in self-reliance. It would last an astounding 76 days and carry him almost 3,000 kilometres across a vast and frightening sea. Throughout his ordeal, Stephen Callahan constantly faced death as he fought off sharks and exhaustion, along with the utter hopelessness of watching a number of ships pass by without even noticing him. But despite the terror presented in every moment, he held tight to his wits and forced himself to think his way through each situation as it presented itself. For instance, after losing the launching mechanism to his fishing gun, he lashed the harpoon to the gun and used it like a spear, often kneeling motionless for hours, patiently waiting for an unsuspecting fish to swim into the perfect spot before spearing it. And as his body weakened from hunger and the intense and relentless heat of the sun, he scraped small bits of rust from the bottom of metal food containers into his drinking water, hoping that the iron would strengthen him. Faced with such formidable odds, giving up would have seemed the only rational thing to do for most people. But Stephen Callahan was not like most men. He was one of that rare breed of survivors who understands that we all have within us the power to carry on in spite of overwhelming circumstance. Showing great courage, Stephen Callahan became his own survival coach, talking to himself constantly, convincing himself over and over again that he could make it safely through this terrible ordeal. Well, to cut a long story short, Stephen Callahan did survive his battle with the angry sea. Later, he wrote a book which he titled Adrift at Sea, and in this book, he gave an account of how he managed his ordeal. He wrote, "I told myself I can handle it, and compared to what others have been through, I'm fortunate." Friends, it's hard to imagine circumstances more terrifying than being lost at sea. But perhaps Stephen Callahan was thinking of the Holocaust survivor, Viktor Frankl, who as a young Austrian doctor, 40 years before Stephen's ordeal at sea, had found himself in perhaps even more terrorizing circumstances when, along with his young bride, his parents and his brother, he was arrested, stripped of everything he held precious, and taken to the concentration camp at Auschwitz. In the early days of his imprisonment, Frankl kept his mind alert by trying to reconstruct the manuscript he'd been writing prior to his arrest. Firstly, recalling it word for word in his mind, and then writing it down on stolen slips of paper. And in doing this, Viktor Frankl realized that his effort to complete this task gave him purpose, a reason for holding on to a vision of the future. Later, during a particularly grueling pre-dawn march, when another prisoner commented on the fate of their wives, Frankl took comfort in the knowledge that as long as his memory of his wife remained, he could keep her present with him. Knowing she might already be dead, he accepted the possibility and then told himself that as long as he could keep her in his mind, she would remain alive to him. Sometime later, Viktor Frankl was to write that it was in that moment that I understood how a man who has nothing left in this world still may know bliss. In fact, it would be his discovery that meaningfulness can be found in suffering that would most impress Viktor Frankl and lead to his life's work. Years later, he wrote, "Everything could be taken from a man or a woman except one thing, which is the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. That is, to choose one's own way." Friends, these two incredible men survived because they simply would not give up, even when everything in each of their circumstances screamed out that giving up was the only option. They chose their own way, willingly assuming total responsibility for their lives, refusing to step into victim mode by blaming God, nature, or human cruelty for what had befallen them. You know, when we really stop to think about it, there are obvious certain things in life that you and I can't control. Things such as nature, the past, and other people. Stephen Callahan and Viktor Frankl understood this. They also understood, as all successful people do, that each of us can control our thoughts and our actions, and when we do that, when we step up and take 100% control of our own lives, by taking command of what we think, and what we do, we become the masters of our own fate. We also become undefeatable. In reality, no one succeeds in this life by taking the easiest path. We succeed only after we determine that we will, with God's help, commit ourselves to what must be done, and then insist on keeping our minds positive while we move consistently and persistently toward our goals. During the most difficult time of the Second World War, Winston Churchill inspired the British people to never give up when he said, "We shall draw from the heart of suffering itself the means of inspiration and survival." Today, friends, I've chosen to share these two stories about Stephen Callahan and Viktor Frankl, not only because I personally think their individual stories of triumph are incredible, but also because I know that on any journey towards success that you and I might embark on, we're bound to come up against obstacles that may for a time seem impenetrable. When you find yourself facing seemingly impenetrable obstacles, I hope you'll spend some time thinking of Stephen Callahan and Viktor Frankl and remind yourself that compared to them, your task is really not all that insurmountable after all. And if you're willing to place your trust in God you'll find a way, against all odds, to beat any obstacle you may be faced with. So if you're facing any adversity in your life today, I sincerely hope that you would be willing to surrender yourself to God's incredible love and follow Stephen Callahan and Viktor Frankl's example of placing your full focus and intention to the task at hand. After that, you'll need only to let your voice be as strong as you utter those powerful and life-changing words that, with God's help, I can handle this. I know I can. Friends, as I conclude this message on behalf of Discovering a Better Life Ministries, I urge you to give God a chance to turn the hard times in your life into something useful. If you are experiencing discouragement today, we sincerely hope that the words of our next song might be an encouragement to you.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. Me to be. We are able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns us today. We are able, more than able, to handle anything that comes our way. We are able, more than able, to do much more than we could ever dream. We are able, more than able, to be what he wants us to be.
Friend, if you'd like to receive two free booklets that will help you to experience the strengthening presence of God and enable you to cope with the difficulties and troubles in your life, please write to Discovering a Better Life, Post Office Box 1540, Albany, Western Australia 6331, and ask for Where Trouble Can't Hurt You and When Life Lets You Down. You'll receive these booklets by return mail. Until we return again next week with more stories about real people whose lives have been dramatically changed through their faith in a loving God, we pray that He will lift each of you up on eagle's wings and give you peace as you reach out to Jesus.
Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Jesus will help you when on His name you call. In His love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you.